Hey, pay attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show. This is The Rock.
Dr. Michael Savage is a prolific writer and observer of Americans' experiment in self-governance. He's written dozens of books. He's heard of more than 10 million, by more than 10 million people weekly on more than 300 radio stations, hosting his radio program, The Savage Nation. He talks about borders, language, and culture. His latest book is Stop Mass Hysteria, and it really could not come at a better time, as we have witnessed in the last few days the near complete meltdown of the left when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, his nomination and now confirmation to the United States Supreme Court. In a world where everything is called breaking news, ordinary interviews are billed as exclusives, and nearly every story we're told is a matter of life and death, it has become rage over reason. Dr. Savage, welcome to the conversation.
That was very well put. You know, I watch Fox News. How could every interchange be a flashing news break? I often ask myself, how did I live in a society that didn't have a news break every 3 minutes?
Isn't it crazy? I mean, I'm a recovering news reporter for NBC. I did several years ago. But you look at the news now, everything's breaking news, and Wolf Blitzer's yelling at people. You know, Wolf Blitzer, oh yeah, breaking news on CNN. You know, come on.
Steve,
you can't
maybe
all be
we should call
news.
It news that breaks society rather than breaking news.
Well, you talk about this, and in your book, I mean, I've read the book, Stop Mass Hysteria. And I want to talk about a couple of things. You talk about the press, and you talk about their complicity in ginning everything up and making everything, you know, it's the sky is going to fall over everything. I mean, your book is very timely.
Well, I mean, there are hysterical moments going on. Look at the hysteria over Kavanaugh. Let's focus on what just went on. They took an ordinarily middle-of-the-road judge who's been on the bench for many years, went through three FBI investigations, made him sound like a serial rapist and a drunk, and got away with it, meaning they got away with defaming him in public, and there have been no ramifications. Other than, I believe there's going to be a reaction at the ballot box. I think ordinary people saw how unfairly this guy was treated. The hysteria of the left, funded by Soros and others, is an example, the best example of our time, but not the only example of our time. Hatred. Hatred paid for. Hatred is in the air is the opening line in my book. Hatred is in the air. But, you know, Steve, this is the first time I've gone beyond a political book and done a hybrid of politics and history. And I try to show people that this is not the first nor the last time this has occurred or will occur in American society. Unfortunately, it's magnified with 24/7 news coverage. But we've had hysterical moments before, haven't we?
Well, we certainly have. But I want to focus on a quote from your book, the book Stop Mass Hysteria, with Dr. Michael Savage here. Part of the reason mass hysteria takes root more readily is that we no longer have a legitimate, responsible press to arrest it. Today, the press skips from manufactured crisis to crisis, from Trump and groping to Trump and Russians to Trump and chaos on his staff to Trump and white supremacy to Trump and imagined racism. But unlike the proven crimes of Hillary Clinton, none of those issues are valid or sustainable. They are mass hysteria. You couldn't have put it more accurately. I mean, that's it. You look around at what's going on. It's always hyper hysteria about everything. Everything is, you know, extreme. Life and death. Sky is falling. And the press just throws gasoline on the fire every day.
Well, that's what you do to sell newspapers or make you watch television screens. And unfortunately, radio does the same in many ways, as the hysteria is ever present. But when it takes the form that it's just taken of defaming a decent middle-of-the-road man, who is Kavanaugh, after all, you know, Steve, we all know that he's been on the bench for a long time. He's not an unknown quantity. He's actually had three FBI background investigations, and Feinstein certainly knew that.
Of course.
Ms. Hirano knew that he had three background investigations. They all knew that he had these investigations. Schumer knew it. They made believe they never heard of the man, that they picked him off the Ku Klux Klan chorus line, took a sheet off and suddenly wheel him out to us. This is totally unfair, crazy, and what's going to do is galvanize people in the middle to come out and vote against.
You know, I think you're exactly right about that.
That's what I think is going to happen.
That's an important point, because I heard other commentators, conservative commentators, over the last couple of weeks say, well, if they don't get Kavanaugh confirmed, it's going to be chaos and disaster for the Republicans. I disagreed with it at that point. I agree with you. I believe that it has galvanized the right and Republicans and a lot of independents as well, because they've seen how this decent man has been treated, dragged through the mud, and not just men, but women as well. And you know this, but Donald Trump carried, what, 52% of the women in 2016. And ever since that time, the left has tried to delegitimize this president. And now it appears to me, and I'd like you to weigh in on this, it seems they want to delegitimize the Supreme Court.
Well, of course, that's what they're doing, because they've lost control of it. Let's go back, if we can, to FBI investigations. So far as I know, Barack Hussein Obama never had one. In fact, I know he didn't have one. In fact, I know that he wouldn't have qualified to become an FBI agent based upon his associations with radical leftists, including violent ones like Bill Ayers. So here we had a man who was foisted upon us out of nowhere, who became president. And then let's look at the Supreme Court, Steve, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was the chief litigator for the ACLU when she was handpicked by the radical left to be on the Supreme Court. There was no outcry. She was appointed 92-4. How did that happen? How did they take a left-wing activist of the worst kind, Ginsburg, mm-hmm. who has caused unlimited damage to this nation, and people now scream about a moderate Republican? You know, all this is going to do is two things. It's going to do a few things. One, Kavanaugh, who was a Bush appointee, never forget he was a middle-of-the-road moderate Republican, has been traumatized, cauterized, and politicized. This man is going to be moved to the right because of what they did to him.
I think you're right.
The worst outcome they could ever imagine has happened on the Supreme Court in two ways. And number two, I believe that every woman in this country who's fair-minded, who has a son or a brother or a husband or a father, understands that they are now in danger because of the smear campaign launched against Kavanaugh.
Well, that's right. We cannot sacrifice sons in favor of daughters, can we? Where does that take us? I mean, where does that honestly take us?
I've had liberal women call me and say, you know, I was really kind of, I'm a correct, not liberal, let's say liberal, old style.
Sure.
And I listen to you because I like your opinions sometimes I don't. But this has so polarized me, they have told me, that I'm never going to vote for a Democrat again because I fear for my son's future in this country.
When you look at the playing field today, it's different than when you joined the conversation 25 years ago as a political commentator and observer, Dr. Michael Savage here with me today. And I point that out because there are other things at play, not just the left media. The media has been left for a long time. But you have, of course, social media. You've got Google. You've got Amazon. You've got Facebook. All of these places, all of these, frankly, cesspools are churning with anti-Republican, anti-conservative messages constantly. And that's a much bigger force that influences young minds and millennials and school children and a whole new generation or two of Americans.
Yep, 40% of millennial guys identify as socialists. That's how bad this has become. They have no idea about the hundreds of millions who have been killed under socialism around the world. They think it's all a benign form of government. They don't believe in self-government. They don't believe in taking care of themselves. They want Big Brother to take care of them, or in this case, Big Sister. As I said, Big Sister is a mess, and they like mommy in government to take care of them. They want a mommy state, not a daddy state. This is what's happened as a result of what's going on in the educational system as well. But getting back to the issue of mass hysteria, I have never seen anything like this in all my years of studying these issues, and we've had crazy times. I mean, I lived through the killings at Kent State. It can get worse. I saw the left, I think it was 1970,
mm-hmm.
because my first child was born in that year. God bless him. I'll never forget that. The left was rioting on Kent State campus, just like you see today. They thought they had total control. They were just going wild on the campus. And look, lo and behold, the National Guard was called out. These kids thought that nothing could ever hurt them. And unfortunately, the National Guard opened up on them, and there were killings at Kent State. Well, it was a horrible moment in American history. The point is, it happened in the past.
Dr. Savage, just hold that thought right there. We're going to go to a quick break and continue that thought right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
There are two kinds of people.
those that have had their identity stolen, and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association.